We're talking some basketball here with the head boys basketball coach at Gilman City High School and Tony Gregg. If you kind of look at the Gallatin tournament in one way, and we'll kind of talk about this with Coach, in one way it was disappointing for Gilman City because they were 1-2 and they end up finishing 6th in the tournament. But in another way, and yeah, I was mentioning this on our Trenton broadcast last week, Coach. You're sitting there at 1-3, and that's kind of frustrating. But a couple of points here and there, a couple of key defensive stops, you could be looking at 3-1. And you know, Princeton, it wasn't a blowout. You know, you've been in every one of your games thus far.
Yeah, that's I'm happy with the way the boys are playing. That you're right. That first game against Princeton, you know, it was a 3-point game with maybe 3 minutes left, and it started chasing some points a little bit. And then we went and opened up against Bremer in the Gallatin tournament. Played even with them most of the way, and then we fell behind but made a run and caught up with them and took the lead with about 10 seconds left, and ended up getting beat on a buzzer beater tip in. You know, we got tipped around 2 or 3 times, and so that was heartbreaking to try to get to the champion side of the bracket, but we didn't quite make it. And then we went on and played North Harrison second round and took care of business there and was able to get everybody in the game there. You know, I got 15 boys, so that was a good night. And then ended up losing I believe it was 2 points to Winston for consolation. And once again, just like the Bremer game, just really exciting games, fun to watch and be a part of, but just couldn't quite come out on top.
I was there to watch that game against Winston, and it was a really fun ball game to watch. I'm just, you know, obviously Winston, you, if you can play with them, you figure you can play with anybody in the HDC. But from your team, Coach, you were so aggressive in looking for your shots, taking the ball to the rim. You did a lot of winning sort of things in a game that just because of a break for Winston late didn't go your way, but I thought you played really well against Redbirds.
Yeah, thank you. That, like I said, I was impressed with the boys. They and we didn't shoot bad. I think between both teams we had 18 three-pointers that night, so that might have been a tournament record over there. That's what somebody passed along to me. You know, I wasn't aware of that or wasn't shooting for that, but that's just kind of how it went down, I guess. But we did get some outside shots to fall. Brody Linkford got to the basket a lot, and we were fighting a couple kids. We were fighting some sickness that Caden Locker scoring-wise didn't have one of his better games, but just him being on the court helped us, and he was fighting being sick. And boy, Peyton Taggart had a whale of a game that night. He really played well too. So it's good things, just didn't quite come out on top, but we'll see him a couple more times this year at least.
Yeah, certainly I can kind of compare Winston this year to what they've been in past years, and they're still pretty good. I know Grundy's kind of the preseason favorite in the HDC, and I don't know if there's separation between Grundy and everybody else, but after the Gallatin tournament, especially playing Winston the way you did, you kind of feel like the boys have that in the back of their head of we can play anybody in our conference on any given night right now.
Oh yeah, I know they believe they can, and like you said, I think Grundy's probably the favorite. Winston impressed me the other night. They, our game plan didn't quite work out like I wanted it to. They shot the ball a little bit, better from the 3-point line than what I'd seen most of the tournament. So, kind of forced us to make some adjustments in the second half of our game. But either first half or second half, we played well with them. But yeah, Winston, they really was a little bit better than I thought they might have been. Just with their shooting was a little bit better. So, it could be them or us or Grundy on any night, and Jamesport's going to be right there too possibly. So it'd be a fun season.
Yeah, you kind of look back at the two losses last week, and as we said, they're frustrating because they're right at the buzzer. But there are things in the course of a ball game, and you as a coach, you look at these things and say there are things we could have done better in the first 30 minutes of that ball game to make sure that it wasn't, coming down to a buzzer beater. What, as you kind of look back at those two games, Coach, what are the things that you're going to discuss with the boys that you feel like you could have done just a little bit better so you weren't in such a close ball game late?
Well, both of them games, Winston and Bremer, in the Winston game, it was our first quarter. We got to the hole and probably missed 3 or 4, kind of the layup or within that 5-foot range that I don't think normally we do, but we did that night. Otherwise, we could have probably had a 8-10 point lead, and that gives you a little bit of cushion going into that fourth quarter. We shot free throws decent, but not as good as we can, and that, of course, free throws wins games, so we need to work on that a little bit. I think the same thing in the Bremer game. I believe it might have been our third quarter was we didn't come out. We only scored 6 points that one, and it was kind of the same deal. Somebody just put a lid on the basket. We just could not get it to fall. We was getting good shots. It just rolled in and rolled out. So, you know, I'm not sure at this point what else we can do. It's just keep doing what we're doing and hope those shots will fall in those games.
Yeah, and you know, certainly you're in the games that's kind of have to battle sometimes. This week you go to Union Star tomorrow night. I know that Union Star generally, you know, they've struggled for a number of years, so we'll see how that one goes for Gilman City. As I looked at this week's schedule, Coach, my eyeballs, because I haven't seen Pattonsburg in person, but you know they can really score the ball and they get up and down and they're pretty athletic. I'd say, you know, same thing. You guys can score the ball a little bit, pretty athletic, and the kids know each other obviously from football season. I think Gilman City Pattonsburg Friday could be a dandy matchup.
Yeah, that's, you know, it should be. They've had our number for a few years here, but, you know, I remember the days when it wasn't like that, so that's the mentality we're going to go into it with. And they rely a lot on their athleticism, but we're going to go in and try to take care of business and hopefully get us a win on, I believe that's Friday night, the Union Star game ahead of that. I don't know much about them other than what's, like you said, the past year or two. I looked them up, and I think they, you know, been averaging somewhere in the 40-point range, so we need to play some good defense and keep them there and continue to score what we've been scoring, somewhere around that 60 mark. So, you know, that's kind of the game plan for tomorrow night.
Well, we mentioned the Winston game. Just kind of write this one down. We'll talk about this next week. Some home cooking for the Hawks next week. The conference opener is Tuesday the 13th. Got a rematch with Winston at Gilman City. That'll be fun. Coach, good luck with the games this week. Safe travels, and we'll talk to you again next Monday.
Thanks again, Tom.